WMFO in Medford.
You got it. Hey. Suicide, suicide, suicide bit. Suicide, 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 bird. Suicide. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, babe. Don't do it, don't do it, don't. Don't put your neck on the line. Don't drown on me, babe. Blow your brains out.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You got a good thing going, baby.
Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
Star Michael Jackson has pleaded not guilty to child molestation charges. The singer appeared in court in Santa Maria, California, Friday morning. He was given a scolding by the judge after arriving late, but received support from admiring fans outside the courthouse. The pop star pleaded innocent to the charges, which include 7 counts of committing lewd acts on a teenage boy and 2 counts that he gave the boy an intoxicant, an alcoholic beverage. He faces years in prison if convicted. Hundreds of fans and journalists were outside the courthouse in what is being described as a circus-like atmosphere. There were celebrity impersonators, an itinerant preacher, and busloads of fans who came from Los Angeles and Las Vegas in an organized show of support. Fans in other cities also protested the singer's innocence. They chanted outside the U.S. Embassy in Moscow.
Mind a favor, Millicent!
The pop star is known for hosting children at his California ranch called Neverland. He has admitted to sharing his bed with some, although he insists he is innocent of misconduct. Jackson reportedly reached a multi-million dollar out-of-court settlement with the family of another accuser in 1993. The alleged victim declined to testify, and the singer faced no charges. Fans like this woman are convinced he is innocent.
There's thousands of kids that come to Neverland and spend time with him on a one-on-one basis, and for only two people, only two accounts to actually come forward and accuse him it just doesn't add up.
The entertainer entered the courtroom 20 minutes late, which drew a rebuke from the judge. Mr. Jackson, the judge said sternly, you have gotten off on the wrong foot here. Judge Rodney Melville issued what he called a polite warning, telling the singer not to be late again. Jackson's lawyer, Benjamin Brofman, later defended his client, but also apologized in remarks to reporters.
In fairness to Mr. Jackson, I think you have just seen that it takes about 20 minutes to make it 100 yards when you're in Mr. Jackson's company because of the large volume of people. We regret that he was late this morning. We will see to it that that does never happen again, and we apologize to the court for that inconvenience.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like that.
Just right.
here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right! It's no mere radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, news reports about famous people and infamous people. All that mixed in between and on top of the music. Our theme this evening is called Don't You Dare. And we started off that long set with the Dave Matthews Band and Don't Drink the Water. And then The Police, the 1986 version of Don't Stand So Close to Me, live here on WMFO. And then Yarborough and Peoples, Don't Stop the Music. And that was on Pure Funk Volume 1. Followed by Fleetwood Mac and Don't Stop. And then a deep cut from Queen, Don't Try Suicide, from The Game. And Jivan Gasparian, the Armenian Duduk player, followed that with Don't Make Me Cry from his album Moon Shines at Night. And our audio clips mixed in on top of that song were from Michael Jackson's child abuse trial and incidents relating to that, like his courtroom appearance there. And then we followed that with a song from the man himself, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And backing me up right now is Johnny and the Hurricanes. This is Red River Rock as we continue our bed music theme of colors. So I'm going to combine two public service messages into one. And, well, you'll get a twofer. So yesterday, I went down to, I needed to go to downtown Boston over to the transportation building to go to a public meeting about all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport. And if you're a frequent listener, if you're somebody who lives around this Tufts neighborhood, then you know that people around here are greatly affected by the FAA's Highways in the Skies decision. And particularly, they have this plan that they implemented several years ago called RNAV, and it concentrates all of the airplanes over the same neighborhoods over and over again using GPS positioning. Well, you know, if you want to try to join your neighbors and change this, the best thing to do to start is to file complaints with Massport. And a really good way to find out how to do that is to go to the LoganNoise.org website. That's LoganNoise.org. And actually, I set that up. I'm the nonprofit owner. But every complaint that's filed with Massport counts, but it's the first, the absolute first from every household in any particular year that matters. And you know, it's 2020, and if you've complained last year, well, it's time to complain this year. Good heavens, we've certainly had many days recently with the planes coming over and over again. And 400 sometimes over my house in a single day. But what you care about is your house and your home and where you're living and experiencing life. But yeah, LoganNoise.org, that's the place to go to find out how to complain. And while I was going to this meeting downtown Boston with the Massport, the agency that makes all the money off of Logan, well, I could have taken the T, and it probably would have taken an hour, because, you know, if you want to go from the Tufts neighborhood to downtown Boston, you got to get over to Davis Square and take the Red Line and get the downtown, and then take the green line to go out a bit. So, as I am in the habit of doing, I loaded up with some podcasts of my favorite DJs. Yesterday, it was actually Chuck Yu, because he's been on the radio a lot. My favorite WMBR DJ. And so I got that, and I walked down. It was about 6 miles, and it was, to me, a lot more of a pleasant experience to be breathing in, albeit colder air, but to be walking on my feet and getting good exercise. And it took me about an hour and a half each way, but I would have been stuck with other people who have colds and you know, just standing around inside the tee. But instead, I got out and I got fresh air and exercise, and that was a good thing. A total of 3 hours, 12 miles walking for only a little bit longer, maybe an hour longer than if I would have taken the tee. So that's a real healthy bargain. And in your own life, you should consider if you're getting enough exercise. And if you aren't, well, walking, especially to places that you need to go anyway, that's a great way to get exercise and enjoy the fresh air of the outdoors. So backing me up right now, oh yes, I believe I did mention this is Johnny and the Hurricanes, Red River Rock. Well, it's 9:26, so we got a little bit more than half an hour before Savoir Faire comes in for Songs from the Squid Pod. And we're going to start with a band that does the theme song for my other sound collage, Tears of the Gods. And we're also going to be hearing from the band America, Ace of Base and Fat Boy Slim. And the Apollo 440 song that we're going to start off with is a very cool cover of a song by Blue Oyster Cult. And I'm going to send this one out to Arthur, because we were having a little email discussion about last week's theme. And I played a song by the Presidents of the United States of America, Kick Out the Jams. And Arthur mentioned to me that he thought the MC5 original version was much cooler. And after reflecting on that a bit, I'd absolutely have to agree. I love the Presidents of the United States of America, and that song was in their style with the lower tuning and the like, but it wasn't really radically different. And that's what I think I really look for in a cool cover version of a song. And, well, let's get that going right now. Lots of cool Apollo 440 synthesizers, and yeah, here it is. Don't Fear the Reaper from Apollo 440. Going out to you, Arthur.
To volunteer to take this old bird out of her misery.
Peter, don't you dare say something like that about Mom.
Not the kind to can't do that again.
I will survive without you.
Do I dare live out the American dream?
People.
need not apply. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is constitutional attorney John Whitehead.
For years, the government has encouraged Americans to just say no to drugs. But in a startling about-face, the U.S. Solicitor General's office tried forcing one St. Louis dentist to take a ride on the drug highway. In order to ensure he was competent to stand trial for Medicaid fraud, prosecutors wanted to force Dr. Charles Thomas Sell to take antipsychotic drugs. They claim he suffers from a delusional disorder. But Sell wasn't buying into the state's mind-altering argument. He believed that being forced to take drugs violated his constitutional rights, and in a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court agreed. The points of law are the Fifth and Sixth Amendments to our Constitution. The fundamental right of every American to bodily and mental integrity is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Meeting teen girls online is easy.
Some strange ideas on how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when they start of their talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing.
Here's
what I'll shoot for you.
All right.
Well, I'll light a candle.
stare.
You know, my skin's terribly delicate, and I don't dare expose it.
Does it mean you don't love me anymore?
want to hear from you. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. 'Cause you know, darling, I love only you. You'll never know it hurt me so. I hate to see you go, don't pass me by.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on the radio station WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Community Non-Commercial, although chock full of public service messages depending upon the DJ, but I volunteer to take care of them, so I do have a vested interest. So we had a pretty long set for you there, starting around 9:26. Apollo 440, who does the Tears of the Gods theme song, provided us with their cool cover version of Don't Fear the Reaper, originally by Blue Oyster Cult. And that was going out to Arthur, host of the Grand Hour on Wednesday mornings at 5 a.m. Classic radio dramas from the golden age of radio. And then we heard from America, Don't Cross the River. Ace of Base gave us Don't Turn Around. And then Fatboy Slim mixing it up, Don't Let the Man Get You Down, from his Palookaville album. And then a public service message from the Rutherford Institute. Forced medication. Forced out. Followed that with Remains and Don't Look Back from Nuggets. Original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, 1965 to 1968. Four CDs just chock full of incredible 1960s psychedelic music. Pink Floyd followed that with Don't Leave Me Now, and the Beatles, Don't Pass Me By. And this is Bud Powell and our final color-themed bed music, Sweet Georgia Brown. Stay tuned for Savoir Faire, taking you till midnight with a special two-hour extravaganza. Only here on WMFO in Medford.